Début du dialogue 16.
Hello, Joanne. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Actually, I was looking for you. I missed Lost last night because I got back home too late. Did you record it? I know you usually do.
Yeah, no problem. I'll lend you the cassette. Since I bought my new digital video recorder, I prefer watching the recorded version.
Why's that?
No adverts. My new DVR automatically skips the adverts.
Does it? That's fantastic. Ads really get on my nerves.
In fact, these DVRs are proving so popular that they're seen as a threat to the 30-second TV advert. In the US, American viewers will soon be skipping almost 10% of TV commercials.
Maybe that explains the increase in product placement then.
Product placement? What's that?
Product placement is when companies pay to have their product featured in a TV program. This is commonplace in the US, but it's still banned here in the UK and Europe. You know, in Lost, one of the companies featured is Sears. And in Desperate Housewives, they all drive Ford cars. I read this week that spending on product placement by U.S. advertisers had leapt from $550 million in 2004 to $825 million in 2005.
But why is it banned in the U.K.?
Well, not just in the U.K. It's illegal throughout Europe. But the situation is going to be reviewed in the U.K. and Europe this year. The principle behind advertising regulation in the UK has always been separation, a clear separation between the content of a program and advertising.
Yeah, I can see where the problem is. In product placement, the program and advertising are mixed. Do you think that the principle of a clear separation between the two is going to be abandoned now?
I think so. ITV and Channel 4 rely on advertising for most of their revenues, and they're keen to see the rules changed. The TV ad market in the UK is currently worth £3 billion. But if people no longer watch the ads, then advertisers will want to find other ways of advertising their products. If the rules change, ITV say they would avoid brand integration. That's another term for product placement. On costume drama, the news, and children's programs. And the rules will have to change because the present situation is completely illogical. At the moment on TV, you can watch a James Bond film that's full of product placement, and the same evening, on the same channel, the Bond film is followed by a TV drama in which product placement isn't allowed.
Yes, that does sound illogical, especially as we have more and more American films and series on our TV. But there could be dangers for the products concerned, couldn't there? Can businesses dictate or control how their product appears?
Generally, no. Producers can't run the risk of promoting products. The brand just appears on the show.
You mean, if it's a car, for example, the lead character is driving a BMW. You can see the logo, but the character doesn't walk around the car and talk about its attributes. That wouldn't be allowed.
That's right. Actually, the best brand integration in the US is so subtle that even experts are not aware of it. ITV screened several scenes from Desperate Housewives and asked officials to note down all the instances of product placement. They only noticed half the products.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Doesn't that mean we're being influenced subconsciously? That could be worse.
Well, if it's any comfort to you, advertisers have absolutely no feedback on how effective product placement is. With a traditional TV commercial, they have some idea of the effect it has on sales figures. With product placement, it's impossible to measure the effects.
Fin du dialogue 16.